And if you go back and look at the newspaper accounts, they tried to make a comedy out of it. Okay, why? Because Martha was trying to say something. Then they said, you know what we're going to do to John? I guess you're going to kill him. Say, no, we're going to just make him the laughing stock of the world. We're going to put him in jail. And the Attorney General of the United States went to jail. And you black folks know niggas been out on the street corner ever since you've been 5 years old violating the law and ain't never done one day in jail, but the Attorney General goes. Okay. And they say, Nixon, you know what we're going to do to you? Say, we're going to kill you, punk. And then they kicked him in his leg. Say, get out of here. That's why he limped around those last 3 weeks. And y'all heard that press conference he had when the press asked him about his leg. When was he going to see? There's only two hospitals that presidents and ex-presidents supposed to go to for security reasons, Bethesda and Walter Reed. And they said, Mr. President, when you going to get your leg fixed? And Dick Nixon said, I don't want to go into the hospital because I don't think I will come out alive. And y'all sit idly by and listen to a president say that and didn't understand what the boy was talking about. And the only reason Dick Nixon is alive today is he came out here to L.A. and went to a hospital where he ain't supposed to go. And his wife brought his food 60 miles each way, three times a day. And you got to be something scared to bring scrambled eggs 60 miles. And you know how they got him out the White House, and how they got by with that trick just shows you how ignorant you are. The Watergate. The Watergate is the Democratic headquarters in what city? And the night they broke into the Democratic headquarters in Washington, D.C., the Democrats was in Miami, Florida, having their convention, and anything valuable that you would want from the Democrats would not be in Washington, would be in Miami. That's why the headquarters was empty. And they broke in, not with some third-rate bungling robbers, they broke in with Frank Sturgis, E. Howard Hunt, G. Gordon Liddy, some of the shrewdest, most vicious, cold-blooded murderers that have ever walked this planet Earth. They went in there to trap Nixon up and manipulate your ignorance. And they said, well, here's where we'll get him. We'll break in and we'll put this piece of tape over the lock so anybody that see it will know we're doing it. And a black cat, y'all know the story? What'd he do? What'd he see? The tape, what'd he do with it? Took it off, the nigga went across the street to the Howard Johnson and ate a ham sandwich. Them white boys couldn't believe, said, what kind of nigga is this? Damn, the nigga took the tape off. I mean, how much tape you got, boy? This dumb nigga, we'll be here 3 weeks trying to get caught. He finished eating that ham sandwich, he came back, what did they do? Put another piece of tape over the door. Now, is that wanting to get caught or not? And now that black cat, y'all even read interviews about him every now and then. He said, won't nobody hire him? I wouldn't hire the dumb nigga neither. You got to tape the door twice before the nigga recognized something wrong? That's what Watergate was about. And finally, I say to you today that the biggest way they rip you off is through nutrition. They get you by putting that mess in your food. They put all that sugar in your food. And them sugar and them additives and them preservatives, that's just the best form of behavior modification they can get. Go back and look at the violence that sweeped through the public schools across this country, and it started the same year the school lunch program started. It's that mess. Ask teachers that teach in public schools, ask them what happened after lunch. They have no more control over the school. Half of them go to sleep, the other half won't burn it down. They've been knowing for a long time that hardened criminals in the jails and penitentiaries across this country, the hardened criminals eat a minimum of 450 pounds of sugar a year. You eat 300. That was Hitler's problem. Hitler was a sugar freak, ate raw white refined sugar by the fistfuls. Now we got a jelly bean eating president. Jelly beans is pure sugar. I say to you, take care of your body. I mean, they feel so, sugar's the number three killer on the planet, and they got your head ripped off so bad that parents will give candy to their children as a form of reward. They got your head ripped off so bad, they don't only put poison in your food, they label in the word ingredients and tell you what they got in there, and you read 7 words you can't pronounce and eat it anyway. ...80% of all the disease that will kill you is in the lower part of your colon. And all you'd have to do to wipe that 80% of disease out is take 1 teaspoon. Think about that. 1 teaspoon full of bran 3 times a day. 1 teaspoon full of bran 3 times a day, and 80% of the death that lurks in your colon would be wiped out. Now that really ought to just alienate you, the fact that something that simple you've never been told.